Welcome to Tales from the Highway Wrestling Podcast. I am Ferrari, Queen of the Highway. Are you feeling like the Suicide Messiah?
I'm feeling like I'm dead.
Okay,
Yeah,
well, good enough for
guys,
government work?
this weather, yeah, I can't,
We
yeah. Do we really need to even go there? Good enough for government work.
Florida had a well, the whole world pretty much seemed like they had a cold spell, but we're not used to that. And then we
It's
had a
a very
couple,
wet cold.
yeah, it's a very damp cold. And we had a couple of nice days that were like normal Florida, 70 degrees. And then it dropped 15 degrees again yesterday. And what people don't realize is that because of where Florida is and we're surrounded by water, that once it gets below 70 degrees, like if it's below 70 degrees, like if it says it's 65, it feels like it's 59. Like if it says it's 55, it feels like it's 40. Like if it's 48, it feels like it's 30. Like you have to take percentages off because of the water and stuff. So we're all like I've got my knee elevated, we're wrapped in blankets. Like it's,
Probably the best way I can put it is again, think about it. If you're near the water, you
it's
know,
cooler. It's
it's cooler
and it's more moist.
and yeah, as much as that word might offend some people. I mean, in some ways it does keep us warmer than more inland, but again, when we say it's a very wet cold as opposed to a dry cold, or like a wet heat as opposed to a dry heat, that
There's a
stuff
difference.
does make a difference. So,
Well, whenever you're cold, you know what helps? Candles.
candles and weed.
Well, yeah, that too, but
Oh,
we don't have a weed sponsor yet.
no,
Yet. Yet.
no.
But thesmelloffear.com for all of your candle needs. Support a small business in a place
Yeah.
that's really cold, Buffalo,
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah. The smellfear.com's got some awesome candles and wax melts, and they're all based around spooky, scary movie stuff. And I like them because they give like a nod to the old time scary movie people like Vincent Price and stuff like that, who, Vincent Price is one of my favorite actors of all time. So, all right. So, do you want to do this? Or you want me to?
What are we doing first?
Well, probably explaining the
Okay,
direction.
that's what I thought. Okay. So Mandrake and I decided that right now, pretty much Outbreak Entertainment is
You and
me and
me.
Mandrake and Jacques Ray, our executive producer, who's overseeing right now. But trying to run 3 to 4 podcasts weekly is just not feasible.
No.
And a lot of times, like, we'll do the wrestling podcast and then we'll talk about Marvel movies. Or we'll talk about UFC and then we'll get on the MMA podcast and we'll talk about wrestling and we'll talk about music. And then on the music podcast, we'll start talking about wrestling. So, really, we should just combine the podcasts.
And that's yeah, and that's the direction we're going in.
And it's going to make more sense to just have one podcast that we can move over to video and then talk about different things. We can talk about UFC, we can talk about WWE, we can talk about music, we can talk about politics, we can talk about, how crappy we're feeling, and we can talk about traveling and things like that. So this is all going to transition into we're going to figure out a name for it. Some sort of Mandrake and Ferrari journey through life or something. But this might be the last episode we actually post on the Tales from the Highway page. Tales from the Highway started off with James Pritzky and James Ludeman. They did a great job. And then, Ludeman had to leave, and Pritzky and I did it, and you were a big help with it. and a lot of the Rocksteady wrestlers and some of the other Tampa Bay wrestlers, you know, came on, and we had a good run with it, but it doesn't really make sense for us to do just a strictly wrestling podcast when we have so many interests.
No, I, you know, I
and
agree.
And we talk about so many things. So we invite you all. What we've decided is that we're probably going to keep the MMA podcast and just keep tweaking it. It's still called the Outbreak MMA podcast right now, so we're going to start exclusively posting episodes there, but we wanted to put one more episode here to let you all know where we're going to be. We will still be posting on the Facebook page, on the Tales from the Highway Facebook page, that, you know, this is where you can listen to us on the Outbreak MMA podcast. You may see us do a final episode of the music podcast, just to kind of steer traffic. But I think this is going to work out a lot better for us to just consolidate.
Well, and things, I mean, again, things are, you know, there's a number of things that are possible that could be coming up. I mean, there's, you know, there's a friend of mine that I've been talking to, you know, she really wants to help with this, but it's really difficult right now in the situation that everybody's in. But if things start changing and moving in certain directions, you know, this podcast may end up taking a drastically different direction in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if I have to compare it to anything, it's gonna, you know, the goal is to make it almost like a cross between like UFC Unfiltered meets the Joe Rogan podcast meets.
I know, and then I was like, you know, I thought we were gonna be like, believe you me.
Well, it can, but
and
it can.
Jesse on Fire. And like,
I mean, those fit, kind of fit in there too. I mean, they talk about whatever the hell they feel like, and that's pretty much kind of what we're gonna do.
I mean,
hell,
we talked about the Miami Mall Aliens on the music podcast, and
which actually,
yeah,
did
really
well.
I mean, so we're probably gonna be talking about some paranormal stuff. So we hope you all will continue on this journey with us and move on over that way.
And we want to thank you for staying.
Yes.
With like supporting this journey, especially this podcast from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure both James, would thank you as well. You know, again, it's sad that we kind of have to close this chapter, but I don't really look at it like we're closing a chapter. I kind of look at it like we're just turning the page to a new, you know, it's kind of like buying that new TV, you know, or going from a PlayStation 4 to a PlayStation 5, you know, that's kind of how
I look
that. At
it. Yeah. Like upgrading, you know?
Yeah. 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 We're changing with the times. Cause I mean, again, you know, well, okay, this is a great way to start off since we're kind of, everybody knows what we're going to do now, but, you know, we've talked about this. There was the world before COVID and the world after COVID, because those, like, 3-4 years.
That was
weird. So, at any rate, the 3-4 years around COVID.
You didn't know I got sound buttons, did you?
I was like, wow, we really did improve. Now we've got special effects. But it's like the blip. If you watch the Marvel Universe, you totally understand where I'm coming from. If you don't watch the universe, then I don't think we could be friends.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of Marvel references. I mean, my brain, like, the Marvel Universe lives in my brain now. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I enjoy it. Well, it's funny. Okay, this is wrestling related. I came home from work and you were sleeping because you weren't feeling good because of the weather. And there was this 4-hour YouTube video, like, roasting WWE and TNA from 2010. And, yeah. And they were just going, like, week by week, you know, going back and forth between Raw and TNA. And then, you know, showing the ratings and what was going on. And every time Batista came out, I was just like, do not call me a thesaurus. Like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to go back and watch wrestling from 14 years ago now because everything's changed. I mean, you know, like John Cena was on all the time. John Cena's a movie star. Batista was on all the time. Batista's a movie star. You know,
The Rock was on all the time. The Rock's a movie star.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, he was already a movie star, so he wasn't on as much. But even, I mean, God, like, Cody Rhodes looked like he was 12 years old, and, you know, like, and he's been through so much in his career, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Congratulations, Cody. Second year in a row. But it's so different now, you know? And, yeah, I mean, the Marvel Universe, it's funny. Well, we could talk about movies. I mean, you're excited for that Bob Marley movie coming out.
I'm totally
But I'm going to have problems watching it because the guy playing Bob Marley was in Secret Invasion.
Well, yeah, didn't you
and
say
the
girl who's
playing Rita was, oh, crap.
Was that Captain Rambo's mom or
something? She's Maria Rambo. That's right. So, she's the alternate universe, you know, Captain Marvel, if you watched Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I'm going to have to put the Marvel universe out of my head and just watch it as Bob Marley. Like,
yeah, it's, I mean, the movie looks amazing.
It's gotten really good reviews from the people who have seen it. So.
Yeah, so far, because they actually showed people in Jamaica the movie first.
Mm-hmm.
And the reviews down, because obviously
they
they're going to be overly critical of it there because, I mean, again, it's, you know, Bob Marley was Jamaica's son, you know, for the most part. And they take great pride in Bob Marley. And the fact that everybody down there that's seen it absolutely loves the movie speaks volumes. So I'm really, anybody that knows me knows how big of a Bob Marley fan I am. Again,
which, if you're interested in our music knowledge and opinions, by all means, you can still access the Mandrake and Ferrari Experience Journey Through Music, and we did a Bob Marley episode.
I think it's important to know we're not going to take down any of these
episodes. It's all still going to be up there on the internet, but we're just going to not post on them anymore. So
no, we might just post these across. We haven't totally hammered out all the little details.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this is the last official Tales from the Highway wrestling podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
We may end up putting the one single podcast across all the platforms, you know, on all
of them. Yeah.
We're not real positive
on
how we're
going
to do it yet. We've kind of discussed it, but we haven't come to a conclusion. So, well, I think anybody that tuned in probably wants to find out about the Royal Rumble.
Well, anybody who's local was pretty much there.
Yeah, so what do you... Wait, what does it matter if we talk about the Rumble?
Right? Yeah.
Well, no, there's people from other states.
I'm so... Like, it's funny because your brother had asked me if we were going. And I was like, no. I'm like, the last two WrestleManias that were in Orlando, we were getting hounded by people. Like, why aren't you out here? Come party. And I'm like, I am sitting in my underwear, eating Hungry Howies, watching on a big screen TV. I can take a nap during whatever match I want. You know, like.
And it was the same thing with this. We were sitting in our bedroom watching the Royal Rumble on the big TV
but
in
I
our underwear eating Chinese. So
we live in St. Pete.
Yeah.
And nobody messaged us to say, hey, where are you? They know.
No,
they know now.
I think they know. And again, especially because of some of the health issues I've dealt with, which, again...
Which you've been very forthcoming about, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in a wheelchair more often than not. Mm-hmm. So it is a lot more difficult.
Yeah, you would have had to have been in a wheelchair to go there. I mean...
And looking at the prices, I mean... Yes, we probably could have gone. I probably could have made a phone call and we could have went without any problems, without paying anything.
Mm-hmm.
But why? I wasn't feeling all that great this weekend. Last week was horrible. I'm not going to get into the reason why, but last week I was really sick.
Yeah.
Not contagious sick, but sick because of my medicines.
Right.
And you know, again, at some point we're going to do a podcast about my health problems because I have been very forthcoming about it because again, these are things that I would have never known was wrong with me for the most of them. Unless I actually got an actual checkup. And guys, it's really important. You know, I say guys, men and women,
People.
it's very important that you actually do get a checkup. We got health insurance more as an emergency type thing, and it turned out that we actually need it for more than just that. So, which we weren't expecting at all. So, you know, at some point we'll do a podcast on that. But yeah, with the Royal Rumble, I was happy it was in St. Pete because there's such a rich wrestling history in St. Pete. Especially when you look at, you know, Dusty Rhodes was so popular down here for so long. So Cody Rhodes winning, you know, the Men's Rumble was that was such a feel good moment. You know, I in my opinion, you know, there's a
The Men's
couple other
Rumble
things
was
they could
not
have.
very exciting. I fell asleep during it.
No, actually, I gotta say, I short of when it came down to Cody and CM Punk at the end, I thought the Men's Rumble was incredibly boring. And I thought that WWE really, here's the thing, going into it, WWE was dealing with a crisis to begin with that broke on Friday. They probably knew about it, that it was gonna
Was really going to
that the
come
crap
the
was gonna hit the fan. Okay, sorry, that was not on purpose.
God,
I
it's
did not,
exhausting.
sorry, that was not
Oh God, we're not going to go over the allegations.
that,
We
yeah.
talked a little bit about it on the MMA podcast the other day.
Yeah, so if you want to hear about it, you can go watch, listen to that. That
But I we're not going to get into everything that
I didn't
happened.
even think about that when I said that. But that being said, they knew that something was going to happen, and they, like every company, when stuff like that happens, they have to circle the wagon, so to speak, and that's pretty much what WWE did. There was at least one wrestler, Brock Lesnar, that was supposed to be in the Rumble that supposedly got pulled, and it's kind of a toss-up in the air. A lot of people are saying Braun Breaker took his place, which does make sense. Although Braun Breaker has been slowly pushing his way onto the main roster, and now supposedly he is on the main roster. And if that truly is the case, no, I don't think he's the one that filled in for Brock Lesnar. Because again, it's not like a writer's going to come up with to write. You got to think if they're going to bring him on the main roster, they probably have like at least a 6 to 8 week storyline written for him already. And leading into WrestleMania, you know they're going to want to try to fit him into the plan somehow for that. So again, I'm not so positive that was the answer. Pat McAfee might have been the answer because he supposedly had no clue that he was even going to be in the Rumble until his music hit when he was doing commentary. And then he just went with it, you know? So again, it is what it is. I didn't think it was all that great of a match,
Yeah,
in
I
my
mean,
opinion,
like I
till the
said, I
end.
fell asleep during it, and I'm kind of upset because I always like watching The Miz, and it looked like he had cool gear on, but I couldn't even stay awake. I was like,
Yeah.
Miz, lime green, and I was like, Kofi didn't even have a Rumble moment, did
No,
he?
I even made the comment that, well, Kofi's run is
Well,
being.
because he screwed up last time.
He screwed up last year, but this year, like, he didn't even attempt anything, really. I mean, but I mean, I was hoping that somebody would come back. The men's Royal
No, I mean
Rumble.
anybody that technically came back, like
Was in the women's.
Andrade, everybody knew was coming
Yeah.
back,
Yeah.
I mean, he had the cool entrance gear. Like,
yeah, I do. Yeah, his entrance gear was really cool.
You know, but yeah, I mean, when it came down to Cody and Punk, that was awesome. I woke up for that. And I mean, we just heard this before we started recording. There's reports. Dave Meltzer said that Punk's injured.
Yeah, he tore his tricep supposedly.
Yeah, so I mean that sucks because he's done that before, right?
Yes, he's had tricep injuries in the past.
Yeah, so if that's the case, I mean that sucks for him because it's kind of like I don't know, like I want to call it the Cody curse because like Cody came back, got injured, came back, got injured again. Now it's Punk was in the ring with Cody and Kano got injured. It's like,
yeah.
It's not Cody's fault. Like, but, you know, it's almost like these guys gave it their all and got punished for it, you know?
Well, I mean, again, when you do what we do, you do give 110%, especially mm-hmm. if you have 40,000 people there,
mm-hmm.
you know, watching you, then yes, you're going to pull out all the stops when and take risks that mm-hmm. you might not normally take.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, hey man, I'll be honest. In indie wrestling, there's certain things that, well, if I'm wrestling in front of 1,000 people, I'm going to take a few more risks yeah. than if I'm wrestling in front of 100 people.
That's true.
Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. And it's a premium live event, and it's the first one of the year, and, yep. you know, it's the road to WrestleMania. I think we should go backwards now from the card.
Well, now that we... Now
well,
that we
no, started. But I think it makes more sense.
Well, yeah, because honestly, I thought it started off strong and tapered off.
We're going to start off slow and we're going to taper off.
Yeah, yeah. The Men's Royal Rumble, I really wasn't all that impressed with. I thought Cody and Punk worked really well together at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Cody supposedly lost a tooth, although I don't. I honestly think
if
that
he
was...
didn't say it, then
no,
he would have been like, yeah, I lost a tooth.
No, and he yeah. didn't look like he was bleeding from the mouth, and he also had no problem at all talking at the post press conference.
And even the promo afterwards, I think he would have said something on the mic to the crowd, been like, oh man, like
he
would have been really honest about it. So before that was Logan Paul and Kevin Owens, right?
Yeah, which was okay.
Yeah, I started to kind of drift off a little bit during this because I mean, Kevin Owens is cool. Logan Paul has done the work, but he still doesn't really treat this as a full-time commitment.
No, and I'm glad you mentioned that because, and I don't want to break away from the Royal Rumble with this, but I do want to. I do want to say this. That's the one thing that bothers me right now about WWE is they've got a handful of wrestlers that are not full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be throwing titles on these wrestlers that are not full-time. You know, it's like, look, okay, fine, I get it. If you don't want to do house shows, okay, but at least do TV.
Right.
And if you're not even willing to do that.
Right. Then... And then, especially if you go back to the past, how many times people like The Miz, when he was filming something, would make sure that he was back for TV, you know?
Cena did that as well.
Cena did the same thing, you know, where, or, who, Mox, when he filmed that 12 rounds or whatever. They took him out with an injury. He filmed for 5 weeks and then he came back. Like, you know, they did things like that to make it make sense and not just like, oh, well, he's not here today. Like,
yeah. And it's, I don't know why certain people, you know, decide they don't want to wrestle every show. It's your job. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I get it. You know, I mm-hmm. mean, when we were wrestling 5, 6, sometimes 7 days a week, I remember at Bourbon Street for ACW, we did like a good 12, 13 week run of hardcore mm-hmm. matches, brutal hardcore matches at that. And I remember like at the very last match when we knew it was after that, we could take a break for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was almost in tears because everything hurt, you know? And I just want it to be over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but, you know, again, that also is...
No, I mean, I know, like, and even, like, with Roman Reigns, there, like, I know that there were times that he was really careful, especially, like, when he had the rebound of leukemia.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's different, you know? Like, you're being really careful about your health especially because that happened during COVID. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, these people who are just, like, they're, like, celebrity wrestlers.
Well, Logan Paul's been trying to get an MMA match with somebody. It's like, no, man, just, I get it. You guys want to do everything. I get it. But don't. You know?
Yeah.
And I feel the same way for MMA stars or boxing stars or, you know, just stick with your sport, right. You know, whatever it is, stick with it. I'm not saying don't try to branch out.
Branching out is one thing, but like if you're going to branch out, then you take a break from that thing.
Yeah.
And you go branch out and then you come back and, you know, there's a way to do it, you know, or you just don't sleep then, you know, like, cause I feel like that's what Miz did is he just didn't sleep for like 6 weeks. Miz literally flew across country once to go to Ryan Cabrera's birthday party for like an hour and a half and then flew right back to whatever the next show was.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's insane. So Logan Paul and Kevin Owens, We had to look it up, like, who interfered in the match.
Yeah.
They didn't really, like, they never really, like, it's like you're supposed to know that that's Logan Paul's manager or whatever. Like, you know, I don't know who he was.
Most people don't know that. They don't pay attention to it. And then
Austin Theory and Grayson Waller
interfered.
Austin Theory gave Logan Paul the brass knuckles. He tried to use them on Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens stopped him. Kevin Owens grabbed the brass knuckles, used them, and then didn't hide them.
Yeah, like, I didn't like the finish. I thought the finish was...
Kevin Owens is smarter than that.
Yeah, it made Kevin Owens look like an idiot.
Yeah.
The finish itself was fine if they were going to put Kevin Owens over Logan Paul.
Right.
But the way they did it so Paul retains the title, just made Kevin Owens look like an idiot.
Right. They could have done the Eddie finish.
Yeah.
You know, where Owens took the brass knuckles away and Logan Paul took a bump.
Well,
then the ref was like, and then disqualified Kevin Owens, you know, that would have been a way to do it.
Actually, and I might be mistaken on this, but if I remember correctly, that actually would have actually held some significance in St. Pete because Eddie's last match on the Indies before he went back to WWE before he passed away was for ACW.
I don't know why they didn't do the Eddie finish, but
you
whatever.
Know, so yeah, it's yeah, guys, there's a lot of wrestling history in St. Pete. That's the other thing I noticed too about the Royal Rumble is it did seem like a very big
infomercial. St. Pete Tampa commercial.
But I know how much St. Pete paid to get the Royal Rumble in St. Petersburg. So I was kind of, again, the Tampa St. Pete area is not like any place else in Florida. I openly admit that I effing hate Florida. We loved it when we moved down here, but it's not the same place that we moved to. That being said, the Tampa St. Peter area is not like any place else in Florida. It's totally different, much more laid back. And so I was happy to see that they were giving a lot of publicity to the Tampa St. Pete area, because even when we move back to New York, there's still going to be a very, very big part of our hearts that are here in the Tampa St. Pete area.
Well, you know, a huge part of our lives is here. So, yeah. You know. So then before that was the four-way title
which
match.
I thought was really good.
Yeah. The least experienced one in there was LA Knight, and I mean, but you've got Roman, you've got AJ, you've got Randy, and you've got LA Knight. I mean, it was a good fatal four-way title match. I mean,
well, and again, I mean, okay, everybody knew that Reigns was going to hold on to the title. That's the problem right now with Roman Reigns, is no matter what match you put him in, everybody, unless you're going to put him in against like Cody or something like that, everybody's going to expect Roman Reigns to win.
Yeah.
But the question was who was going to get pinned,
right?
Or how they were going to do that. And I think they did it the right way. They had Reigns pin AJ Styles. AJ Styles had the least amount to lose.
Right.
Yes, he was coming back from an injury just like...
like everybody else on the roster.
Yeah, well, yeah. But just like Randy Orton is. But he didn't have as much momentum behind him as Randy Orton has. He definitely doesn't have as much momentum behind him as LA Knight does. So it made sense for him to take the pinfall. He really didn't lose very much from it.
Right.
You know, overall, I thought it was a really good match. I still think, though, that the best match of the night was the women's Rumble.
I agree with you. I mean, first of all, I mean, you can go down, like, you start with Natty. I mean, honestly... there's no one better on the women's roster to start off a Royal Rumble. Because,
no, we knew exactly why they started.
Yeah, because she's going to keep control.
Yeah.
She's going to keep everybody in line. And then, like, to start off with the first surprise of the night, Naomi. Like, it was a perfect pop. I loved the way she did her hair, that her name was airbrushed into her hair.
Yeah.
Like, that was really cool. And Natty and Naomi work really well together. They're friends.
Yes.
They've worked a lot together. It was a great way to start it off. After, was Bayley the next one that came out? Bayley was in there a long time.
I don't have the list, but yeah, I think Bayley was one of the next ones to come out. She was in there for quite a long time.
Right. And she ended up winning. But, I mean, that's just, it's a good way to have three solid performers, you know, starting off, not long. Well, I know they had a couple of other girls come in. They had Jordynne Grace.
Oh, yeah.
The TNA Knockouts champion.
Yeah.
Which was cool because, you know, you had Mickie James come in when she was the Knockouts champion.
But she had history with WWE.
Right. This was cool because they had Naomi come back and they had Jordynne Grace come in and they hugged in the ring. Because you know that Naomi helped facilitate that.
Oh, yeah.
As well as their relationship with TNA from the past, because they'd had Mickie James come in. So that was cool, like the cross promotion and everything like that. And then everybody assumed that Jade Cargill was going to debut, you know, pretty much it was reported.
It made sense. Now, there was a number of people that were complaining that Jade Cargill was forgetting spots and things like that. Okay, first off, if you've ever
been in our
if you've ever been in a Royal Rumble type match or a Battle Royal,
it's a big ol' CF.
Yeah, it's just if you're complaining that people are forgetting spots, I mean, first off, if she's wrestled a couple matches for WWE already, and because I don't know how AEW does things, I don't know if they work out spots and then that's how it is, or if they just call it all in the ring, or if every little segment is planned. I know with WWE for the longest time, every little spot.
I know the first women's Royal Rumble was pretty much planned and rehearsed and practiced down to the detail.
Yeah.
But I think now there's some wiggle room. But I mean, yeah, you're bringing somebody in who really hasn't worked with, because I mean, you think about it, you've got girls from NXT, you've got girls who've been there, like Natty, who's been there for 800 years, and, you know, I liked the way that they did elimination, like the lineup of the Women's Royal Rumble, because they had tag team partners and alliances come in, like, one or two spots after the other one, and then they would be working together, but they would both get eliminated at the same, like, at the same time, or one right after the other. So
yeah,
there was a story to it, you know, like it was just this like nicely plotted, you know, roller coaster of,
yeah,
of, you know, entrances and eliminations. And And I know some people were disappointed that Bayley won, but I think it makes sense. I mean, we really haven't been watching, but for the way that, for what they're doing with it.
Well, again, if you think about it, she's most likely going to, because there's already friction with damage control, she's going to probably go after the title that Io Sky has.
Right.
So that makes sense. You've got, you have a storyline right there handed to you on a silver platter.
And Bayley's busted her ass for years, you know, like, I don't see why anybody would have a problem with her winning.
I don't think she needed to win.
I don't think so either, but I think for the storyline they're trying to do,
for the storyline, it makes sense. But I think that, you know what, here's the thing. You're going to get some people that, well, Jade Cargill should have won. All because it's Jade Cargill. And it's like, no, she has not been there long enough to automatically say she should win. It's not like...
Right.
It's not like... You know, I could understand the argument when AJ Styles first came into WWE of saying, well, AJ Styles should win. Well, okay. You know, the guy has wrestled everywhere but WWE.
Right.
I mean, he did a couple dark matches.
Everybody up and down the TNA roster.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, he had a couple dark matches in WWE way before he signed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that guy had a reputation of being... an excellent wrestler ahead of time. Okay, phenomenal wrestler ahead of time. But Jade Cargill really doesn't, she hasn't had that long of a career. Do I think that I think if it's true that she was missing spots, and I'm not so confident that that's 100% true, because to be honest, there's not many of the younger women that know how to cover up botched spots.
Yeah.
The
Well, because even during the Women's Rumble, there was something that happened early. They
There's a couple things. Even I was like,
and you were like, just go, just do something else.
Yes.
Like, you know. And they were like, focused on, they had to get that spot in, you know. And
yeah. It's again.
I don't even remember who it was.
I mean. It's our last show. If we piss people off, I don't care.
Who was it? It was the little pitbull looking girl. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
She looks like she could be an MMA fighter, but with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
I'm bad with all the NXT girls' names, because honestly, I think some of them need names.
Yeah,
changes.
Because as a matter of fact, I even said, I'm like, this girl should not even be on the main roster yet. She's not. Yeah. She's
and
not,
I think some
enough.
Of them need name changes. I think some of their names are just kind of stupid.
Yes. Now, that being said, again, for those that don't know, in wrestling, look, not everything goes as planned. So if you screw up a spot, if you've been doing this long enough, you know that you do a couple other things and then you might go back to it. You don't just go right back to what you screwed up on.
Right.
Because A, you're probably going to screw up again.
Yeah.
And B, the fans then know that you screwed up. Mm-hmm. They know without any doubt whatsoever that you screwed up. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, our job is to suspend belief. We don't want you to know if we screwed up, you know? You know that you've had a good match if the only screw-ups are the ones that you guys know in the back, but the fans have no idea that we're a screw-up. If the fans are talking about it and saying, you know, you effed up or whatever, then you know that...
Yeah, you really did.
You really did. You know, but overall, I thought it was really good. I you know, mm-hmm. with Bayley setting up for something with Io Sky, which I'm assuming that's the direction they're going in, that makes a lot of sense. And then with Cody setting something up with Reigns, hopefully they finally give Cody the title. I'm not just saying that because I like Cody. I'm saying it because it's a feel-good moment at that point.
You can't keep that title on Reigns forever.
No.
I mean, God.
It's been 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know. They said the number of days, and I was like, oh, God.
I mean, I get it. I think they want to make him the longest reigning champion ever. But, again,
it makes the title not mean anything.
Well, you're holding up a whole... You're holding up... In MMA, we say you're holding up a division at that point.
Yeah.
Because he's not defending it on a regular basis.
Right.
You know? If he was wrestling on a more consistent basis, fine. I could understand that. But he's not. And whatever that reason, whether it be because of health, whether it be, you know, he just doesn't want to. I don't know, and to be honest, I don't really care. It's his job. If you can't do your job, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to totally be a jerk here, but if I was to go to his Uncle Afa when I wrestle for him and be like, hey, Pops, I can wrestle 7 shows out of the year. So wait a minute, you're not available for every show? No. Well, you know what? I can't use you then. That would be the answer. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, almost anybody else in that roster, if they went and they told WWE, look, I can only do, you know, so many shows a month, unless you are like an amazing superstar and have an amazing contract worked out, that's just not going to fly.
Right.
You know, and it shouldn't, because Reigns does put asses in seats, or seats in asses.
Seats and asses.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I had to think about, wait a minute, did I say it the right way or did I screw that up? Yeah. But
that's an offer. That's an offer.
Seats and asses. But that's the thing is he does. So him being there makes more sense. I still don't see what the big deal is with LA Knight.
I think he's decent.
Yeah, but I don't think he's as spectacular as everybody. Like, I gotta say,
he's a good cheerleader, but he's not captain material.
Well,
if you've ever seen Bring It On, like the original,
he's not somebody that I'd be like, get in the car, loser.
Going shopping.
We're using lots of really effed up references right now. There's a lot of the younger wrestlers that I'm looking at. It's just like, you're not making me want to watch. When we used to book shows,
mm-hmm.
if we were gonna pay extra money to bring in a name or bring in a higher profile indie wrestler that was traveling or something like that, and I knew it was going to cost me a good amount of money to bring them in, The first thing that went through my mind is, okay, do I think I can sell enough tickets off of your name to make back that money and then make a profit? Because if I couldn't, you weren't worth bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I would always ask myself, okay, if I was a fan, would you get my fat ass off the couch and get me to go to a show? And if the answer was no to either of those, it wasn't worth bringing in. You know? Oh my God.
I know.
sorry. It's something you guys can't see this, but, regardless, I will
shoot on her here. Amanda Huber is still the worst at responding to text messages, like months later. But yeah, that's another friend of mine who never responded to something I sent her like 2 weeks ago. So,
I mean, I'm used to that with a couple friends. But yeah, so at any rate, we're gonna wrap it up because we don't want to get cut off. guys, hope you enjoyed the Royal Rumble. Hope you guys were safe. If you guys went out drinking, hopefully you guys had a designated driver so you guys stayed safe. Definitely go to the smellfear.com for awesome candle needs,
yes,
and wax melts and cool smelling stuff.
And stay with us.
Yes.
On our messed up journey of what we're going to do here.
Yes. We're going to, again, it's going to pay off in the end because I think it's going to make for a better podcast experience, but please bear with us. And for those that have been with us from the very beginning, thank you from both of us. And I'll tell you right now, if both Jameses were here, they would be thanking you as well.
Yes.
Again, don't look at this as the end. Look at this as the beginning of something even, you know, something a little bit more special or even better.
Step into a different direction or into a different plane.
Exactly. You know? Always trying to improve. So thank you guys so very much. And again, we will post on all the pages on where to go. We're probably going to merge them all onto the MMA RSS feed, for lack of a better term. And I say that because I think we're going to change the name of it eventually.
Right.
But again, we're going to merge them all into that. But for now, I think we might just post the same podcast across the board just so it's there. So, again, thank you guys so very much. Everybody have a wonderful week. And I know Friday we're going to be doing a podcast that touches on UFC and pretty much anything else that comes up during the week.
Yeah.
Maybe
we can talk about the groundhog.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I gotta put my bets in for that. DraftKings lets you bet on anything.
Lets you bet on anything.
So
you can bet on a rat that lives in a library.
Hey man, I won $5 on the conference championship.
I'm glad you
NFL,
did,
because
so. I didn't. I'm on a losing streak.
But okay, guys, thank you so very much, and we will be back on Friday. We probably will just post it on here and do it that way.
Yeah,
what I
I'll
think we're
gonna
do.
Out.
So, thank you guys, and have a wonderful week.